This is episode 2290 of the Who Cares News for Friday, September 9th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Zac Efron recently told Men's Health that while he is currently bulking up for an undisclosed movie role, he is no longer interested in looking as muscly as he did in the 27 film Baywatch.
Did you ever see that?
No.
No? Really? You're a Zac Efron fan? You didn't watch it?
I didn't see. I don't know what Zac Efron looked like in the movie.
Okay. You've seen. Okay.
I know. Please.
And you don't think he's kept up with that for the last 5 years? Probably not.
Probably just not as much.
Okay. All right.
He's not as in shape.
Okay.
So he goes, that Baywatch look, I don't know if that's really attainable. There's just too little water in the skin.
Right?
And, ask The Rock, though.
Well, The Rock's
but that's
doesn't
a,
look
you
like
gotta,
that.
You got to work on that. That doesn't just happen.
Yeah, but The Rock is not like, you know, Zac Efron certainly wasn't like The Rock. So.
No. He goes, like, it's fake. It looks CGI'd.
Yeah.
And that required LASIK.
Oh, no.
Powerful diuretics.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what that is. That's how you achieve that.
Yeah.
So I don't need to do that. I much prefer to have an extra, 2 to 3% body fat. Now, Zach also said he was overtraining, eating the same 3 meals each day, not sleeping enough to keep up with the level of energy that he exerted keeping in shape for the film.
Yeah, that's not good.
And though he was initially, he was excited to star in Baywatch.
Yeah.
He was exhausted.
Well, yeah. And wasn't The Rock? The Rock was in Baywatch too, right?
Yeah, he said he wants to raise awareness about long-term negative effects that level of training took on him.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, he said he started to develop insomnia, depression.
Ooh.
He ultimately chalked it up to taking way too many diuretics for way too... Well, that's not good.
Well, that's not good for you at all.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. You shouldn't be taking diuretics anyway, right? I mean...
If you need them, then the doctor will prescribe them.
Well, doctors, we know, prescribe things for
actors. There's a reason to take a diuretics that
all the time.
Helpful.
All the time.
Now, Zach says he's doing yoga massage guns and ice baths.
Oh, those massage guns.
Central
have you ever done those
fitness
massage
routine.
Guns?
Why do people do ice baths?
I don't know.
No.
What does that do?
It freezes your ass off.
Oh, well, other than that.
I don't know.
Is there's a reason for that?
I can't get past that part of it.
How hard those massage guns hurt you and how you can use them and not physically hurt yourself.
Yeah, those don't look good either.
Oh, have you ever been hit by one of those?
You know what? Donuts.
Donuts.
Yeah, I'm reading that story, and all I'm thinking is donuts.
Donuts. Donuts, 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 donuts.
It's like,
donuts.
I ain't going to go to that much trouble.
No.
Okay. Life's short.
Yeah, I know. None of us are.
There's too many donuts in this world that need to be
eaten. That's right. That's right.
I didn't bring donuts today, but I owe you donuts.
You owe me donuts.
Yeah.
Do you not?
And I was so surprised that the Rams lost as bad as they did.
They sucked last night.
Yeah.
They sucked. Super Bowl, schmooper bowl. It was a fluke, people. It was a fluke.
I think one of the sports guys called it, wow, it must have been like a Super Bowl hangover.
7 months later, right?
Right. Martha Stewart rocked only a simple, but I'm happy if it both back.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart rocked only a simple white apron and nothing else.
Ooh. Ooh, I can't unsee that now. Oh, no.
Promotional video for Green Mountain Coffee.
Yeah, I don't need that coffee now. I think I can pass.
So,
naked Martha Stewart
in
a white apron. Oh, she's like 81.
In the Instagram video, Martha is cradling a cup of coffee while wearing nothing but the smock in her kitchen.
And a smile on her face.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hi there.
I'm just enjoying the natural flavor of pumpkin spice.
Oh, I gotta say pumpkin spice is Martha Stewart's fault.
from Green Mountain Coffee Roasters and nothing else. Literally.
Literally.
Just look at this. A thing of natural beauty. No, 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 not me.
You're getting better at your Martha Stewart impersonation.
That wasn't me. That was Martha.
She's here.
It was a clip.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
Well, actually, I called her.
Okay.
She extolled the virtues of the coffee, claiming it's made with natural flavors. And that means they've stripped away the artificial, just like her clothes, and left nothing but the goodness.
Oh, man.
That would be the apron. And what can I...
Oh, here she goes. Here she goes. Here comes the clip.
What can I say? We have a lot in common.
We have a lot in common. Oh, my God. You know what? I will give Martha Stewart this. At 81, she doesn't give a rat's butt about anything.
No, she doesn't. Good on
like,
her.
She's like, you know, Snoop Dogg. Yeah. CBD oil. Yeah.
Playing her garden all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got people.
Naked product endorsements. Yeah.
She had stuff on under there, surely. Because
the thirst trap. Pictures of her coming out of the pool. This is a late 70s, early 80s mm-hmm. woman saying... Guess what, people? I can do whatever the F I want because I'm the
Martha
inventor
Stewart.
Of pumpkin spice latte.
Is she?
No.
I mean, no.
I think she had a lot to do with it, the popularity over the years. That's so Martha Stewart. It really is. It's like, oh, I add a little chai to my coffee this morning, and I put a little pumpkin spice in there, and I've got a delicious drink. You know she did it.
There's times where I hear the name Martha Stewart, and the first thing I think about is that Martha Stewart, like a sea... I think of the color seafoam green.
Oh.
It just pops in my head.
That used to be a popular color, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, I think the Macy's used to have...
Yeah, yeah, you get the Martha Stewart brand of something, and it was all...
And there was all this seafoam green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At least it was the Macy's I was at.
You know what?
Anyway.
Why? Why? Halle Berry, you're letting... Martha Stewart one-up you on the naked apron thing. You know, I'm just going to say that up front.
It would have been a perfect time, a perfect opportunity for Halle Berry to go mostly naked, but get paid for it.
Well, yeah, that's true.
She could have done the Green Mountain Coffee.
I'd pay her to get naked. I'm just saying. All right.
You pay her a lot of money to get naked.
More
you
who cares.
You can afford for her to get naked.
On Monday, have yourself a great weekend, and
that's all the news you care us about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.